Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 26th of May, 2025. I want to talk today about the way that you send out proposals. So a lot of these subjects that I talk about, both in the podcast and on this Monday Motivation, they often come out of talking to one of our members or another MSP somewhere around the world. And I was talking to someone, I think it was last week, the week before, about being ghosted. They would send out a proposal. Well, they'd have a conversation with a prospect, get into the guts of their business, talk about what they could do to improve it, put a proposal together, send it through, and nothing. Hey, I'm sure you've had exactly this happen to you. You do get ghosted. And it's like, what have I done wrong? And you make a phone call and they don't take the call. You send them an email, they don't reply. They don't even open the email. And you kind of think it's about you. And the reality is, it's very rarely about you. It's more about them. And that there's something else that has come up. Perhaps the urgency that drove them to speak to you in the first place has gone, or there's a big problem in their business, or a member of their team has quit, or something like that. So 9 times out of 10, it's them and not you. However, wouldn't we just prefer not to be ghosted in the first place, right? Wouldn't we prefer to stay in control of what's happening with our sales? So I've got a number of things to recommend to you. The first thing I'm going to recommend is that when you send a proposal out, you've already agreed the follow-up meeting. So basically, you never let the flow of the sales stop. So if you have a meeting with someone and you say, great, I'm going to send you a proposal, and then let me know what you think. You've now handed over control of the sales process to that person, which is bad. Instead, you say to them, right, we're finishing our meeting today. I'm going to get a proposal together. I'm going to have that with you by Monday. When's the best day next week for you to talk about that? So how long do you need to absorb that proposal, think about what questions, talk to colleagues, etc.? And they say, I'll need a couple of days. And you say, brilliant, let's talk on, or give them the either or. So do you want to talk on Wednesday afternoon, or would Thursday morning be better for you? Which, by the way, is a great way of sort of pushing someone into a decision, either this or that. So essentially, before you even agree to send the proposal out, you have the next date and it's in the diary. You send them the Calendly or the Microsoft Bookings link. It's there. It's in their calendar. That is booked. Now, if they get the proposal and choose not to be at that meeting for whatever reason, remember, it's not about you, it's about them, the chances are high that they will go in and cancel that meeting or reschedule it. That is the opposite of ghosting. So it's not great that they've cancelled, but the point is there's something. There's some engagement. They'll give you some kind of reason. Ideally, you can go in and rebook. So that's the first thing. The second thing I recommend is that you send proposals in three ways. Now, you probably use some kind of proposal platform, which emails out proposals. And I know that that's great, isn't it? Because it shows you if they've opened it, shows you where they've read it, all of that stuff. The problem with sending out a proposal via an email platform is it's just digital clutter. And the problem with digital clutter is it's very easy to open it, look at it, close it, forget about it. So I recommend that you actually send proposals in three different ways. First of all, yes, you use the platform or you send an email or a PDF summary or whatever it is that you do. But secondly, I recommend that you do a video introducing that proposal. And I know that some of the platforms make it easy to do this, but if not, you can use like Vidyard or Loom or Bonjoro or BombBomb or one of those video platforms where it's just really easy to create a new video. So you send them a video, and in the video, you take them through the proposal. 60 seconds, 2 minutes max. It's not a massive long video, but you take them through the different sections. Because most people, when they get a proposal, they just jump straight to the back and they just want to see what the price is. And yet we want them to understand what's included, what's not included, you know, how to compare this to other MSPs quotes, that kind of thing. So I would send them an introductory video bespoke to them. Yes, you do one for every single proposal because they're more likely to watch it. You send them that email or that PDF summary. The final thing I recommend you do is that you print it. Don't just send it to them on email, print it and send them a copy. And I know that's extra work, I know that's extra hassle, but I promise you that's going to be much better than, well, it's going to stand out. It's going to sit on their desk, it's going to be there as for something they refer to. If you send your proposals in those three ways, a video, an email, and you print it, and you've got the next meeting in the diary, you are not going to be ghosted at all. Ever, or it's very rarely going to happen. So just a reminder on our drop-in marketing clinic, no clinic this week. I'm actually off for half term, the school half term, but I'll be back next week on Tuesday the 3rd and Thursday the 5th. I'll see you next Monday and have a very profitable week in your MSP.